Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be an Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And today we are going to be talking about the Korean drama Extraordinary Attorney Woo.
And I will start with a summary. Okay. As I don't want to be caught with your following your summary. Okay. Woo to the young to the woo. Whether you read it forward or backwards, it is the same. Woo Young-woo graduates at the top of her law school class at Seoul National University, but because she's autistic, no one will hire her. However, through a connection of her father's, she obtains her first job at Hanbada Attorney Office, a large Seoul law firm. Attorney Woo's intelligence and photographic memory help her to become an excellent lawyer, as she is able to recall laws and everything she reads, sees, or hears perfectly, along with random epiphanies in the form of visions of her favorite mammal, whales. While working there, she faces prejudice, irrationalities, but she solves cases with her own unique perspective and grows as a lawyer.
I like that. I like the woo to the I forgot
That was my little pizzazz I tried.
I'll read my synopsis now. Lawyer Woo is nothing short of extraordinary. She started studying law from a tender age and knew clauses and case studies long before she could speak. Being the first autistic lawyer to pass the bar in Korea, this brilliant lawyer has her own set of quirks. Afraid of revolving doors, having to wait 4 seconds before entering a room, and a lover of anything whale. Lawyer Woo faces her own brand of unique exceptionalities as she navigates life's challenges with the comfort of kimbap, loving friends and family, and winning cases. I enjoyed it. She did a great job showing the challenges that people face on the autism spectrum.
Oh, nice. So, what did you think about this drama, Marcia?
I think I answered it in my synopsis because
I thought you wanted to expound on it. That's why I allowed you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I just realized that was part of the next part that, you know, forgot to press enter.
I was allowing it. I was like, okay.
I loved it. I did. I remember you telling me to watch it, and I was just like, I don't know. You know, how do I say this? When you're playing a character that has, you know, a difficulty or disability, or in this case, what they call exceptionalities, it's very easy to tip into a way that might be offensive. Mm-hmm. So I was just kind of like,
nervous.
You know, nervous because, you know, some people get it right and some people
don't. Get it wrong.
And when you get it wrong, it's really bad. It's really bad. So I was happy to see her portrayal of it. I think she did a good job. At first, I was a little bit skeptical.
I know.
But, you know, she grew on me.
Yeah.
After a while.
I will say I agree with you because it's when you have someone who's portraying something that they are not, you get concerned in how.
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder is a really good example of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but when you have someone portraying.
Yeah.
Someone, something they're not.
Yes.
You know. And I know back in the days, like, you know, actors, I think they used to pride themselves on trying their best to to do it. It was like a challenge to them, a nice new skill.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you don't need that skill. Just be whoever you identify as, and that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So it's hard. Like you said, yeah, you get the first step, you as you enter, as you open the, or you actually start watching, you go, huh, oh no, you're portraying something that you're not. So
yeah.
Just please don't offend. That's all you got to think of. Yeah. Like, just please don't offend anyone.
And it was really, for me too, interesting to watch because my son is on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So I know all about the things that happen, right? So I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, I could see that. Okay. So I have a firsthand knowledge mm-hmm. of what it's like living in this spectrum.
Or living with someone on the
living
spectrum.
With someone on the spectrum.
Yeah. So like my thoughts is, I thought it was a really sweet drama. Like you, I did have like concerns because I know the actress is not on the spectrum. So yeah. I'm like, I do like you though. So I'm like, I'm going to watch it. I don't want to say episode 1 and 2, it was kind of, yeah, I wasn't sure. I was like, on like you. I was like, okay, we keep watching this. I thought it was very strange, the weird whale appearances. Like she's on the train or subway and a whale's just floating in the sky. At first I was like, what's happening?
Listen, after I watched that, like it within the first 5-10 minutes, I was like, what is Risa making me
watch? I know. It's always my fault. The joke is too. I watched it, I was like, what's happening? And I go, let me keep watching it. But after a while, I got used to the whales. Because then the whales were like a sign. Later on, the whales became the sign of her epiphanies.
Yeah.
And I loved that. So, like, when I saw the whale scene, I was like, oh, great. She figured something out. I was just waiting for the solution.
Yeah.
So it became an enjoyment. She was so innocent. I love the script. You know, the discussions. Yeah, I did enjoy watching this drama.
Yeah.
And it's nice. And I guess we're going to go and start listening to other people who enjoyed watching this drama.
Yes, indeed. Okay. I have a comment here from Olivia Visser. It was emotional to see a show articulate the social aspects of disability so well. Many series pathologize autism by using tropes that focus on symptoms or treatment rather than the autistic experience. Shows like Atypical and The Good Doctor medicalize autism by frequently showing their autistic characters in therapy. Autism is more than just a disability. It comes with considerable social stigma and isolation. Fitting in at work and even just engaging in simple conversation is a challenge for young Wu. And she works through this with her family and friends instead of therapy. Everyone's different.
I actually had the exact same comment.
Oh, did you?
I found the article. Yeah, because the comment was written by someone who was on the spectrum. So I saw that comment.
Yeah.
I wanna add a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it was a long article. I'll read the second part of it that I picked up from.
Okay.
It will be. So part of what made the show more authentic for me was its honest portrayal of autism. Young Wu is far from perfect. She has a lot of difficulties with interpersonal relationships. She often finds herself hyper-focused on particular topics like whales and law and ends up overlooking how other people feel when she has a goal in mind. Like everyone, autistic people have flaws. This series portrays Young Wu's flaws as natural instead of demonizing her. At the same time, it celebrates her quirks and mannerisms as differences that can make life more enjoyable, which I agree. You just start rooting for her. You just liked her so much. Like, even when she was going through the revolving door, I just was like, you can do this. It's 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And I was cheering for her. And then she got through it in the end by herself. It was just, she was enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
Anyways, and then, like, there were like a few flaws that was mentioned that this person did, kind of like us, where it had concerns about certain cliches that they were there. Like the notion that people who are on the spectrum or autistic have like, I guess, hyper genius.
Yeah.
Or who are always really smart when it's like not always the case.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also had that same comment, so I want to read it too.
Wow. Okay. I have another comment by somebody called The Fangirl Verdict.
I love that. Verdict.
This show takes the idea of what it would be like to have a protagonist who's on the autism spectrum and yet who's got savant-like brilliance in the law, and gives it all a wholesome, warm, almost treacly sort of shine. That's a very interesting word. Park has been treacly.
Treacly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a word of the day.
That's what I said. I got to look that up after. Park Eun-bin is hands down the star of the show, bringing her character, Woo Young-woo, to life, down to the smallest quirks and ticks. I found it worth watching. I found it worth watching this show, if only to see her excellent performance.
Okay, and then I have one from my name source, Beloved Cat. It's hard to describe the feeling I have when I just started with this drama. I mean, it was so touching how the story of a woman with autism is told. My eyes almost shed with tears, and I have to ask myself, why am I this sensitive? When I look into the eyes of Young-woo, I see her own world, a tiny world with just one girl and things she likes. I love how life is that simple to her. Park Eun-bin is really one of the actors for this. Her face is just naturally innocent and cute. My heart is melted with her cuteness. The feeling is so weird, but I love it. No wonder why this drama is on top on Netflix.
You know what? She does have a kind of very cute, innocent look.
She does.
Look.
Honestly, sweet, she could look. Tell us lies and we probably all believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. She has a sweet look too.
She has a sweet, sweet face.
Yeah. Okay. My last comment is also from the Fangirl Verdict.
I love that name.
Fangirl
Verdict.
It's like a website.
The Fangirl Verdict.
Yeah. When it comes to this show, I feel there are two main camps of viewers. Those who love it and think of it as one of the best shows to come out of drama land this year, and those who distinctly are underwhelmed by it. I have to confess that as much as I tried and as much as I instinctively found this show all kinds of wholesome and endearing from the get-go, I am admittedly feeling a touch of that overwhelmedness as I emerge on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have one from a Mary Ann Bradley. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, everyone, who has inspired this very refreshing show. From the writing to the directing to the cast, this show is truly entertaining and gives the viewers a true sense of high-functioning autism. This show also shows the respect that people have, that Asian people have for their culture. The cast is magnificent, and each character brings a different light into the show. They are fantastic. Bravo. I can't thank all of you enough for sharing this with all of us.
You know what? I really like that comment. And what they said I find rings true is the fact that the cast on a whole was great. The lead was spectacular, but the whole cast, how they all, it became like this family unit. And I was interested in everybody.
Yeah. Even the one that's like grimy.
Yeah.
Like, and you want to know what I appreciated is that his dislike for her
wasn't because
of her autism.
No,
it was because she got a handout.
Yeah,
but at the same time, he was missing the point where it's like she finished at the top of her class and she wasn't getting a job. That's like, I know how you're feeling, but at the same time, like, she should also feel wronged. She finished the top of her class and she wasn't getting a job just because she had autism.
Yeah,
that's insane, right?
Yeah,
so. Yeah, her dad helped her get that job. She parachuted in. Yeah. But it's only because of the injustice that was happening.
Yeah, and he knew that she was very talented.
And he knew she was very talented, so he was like...
But he knew her, too, from school. No, it was a friend.
It was the girl who knew her. Yeah.
But he felt very wronged about it.
Yeah, he felt
because
that
she was getting so much attention,
and too. Also, I would say...
And she was so good.
She was good. And I would say that a lot of things he brought up, he goes, listen... What she's doing, if I did that, I would have been fired. Like, so one time, I think eventually she didn't come to work.
Yeah.
And he's just like, if I did that, I would have been fired or got docked or something, and she didn't get anything.
Yeah.
So there was a bit of special treatment happening, and then we figured it out, like, midway through that, oh, yeah, we know this. The boss was, like, using her for her own advantages.
Yeah.
It was interesting, and I appreciated that the conflict wasn't because of her autism, but like just for
she's a parachute.
I'm a worker, and like, why are you getting special treatment?
Yeah.
I have one last comment, and okay. It's from, actually, are you, do you have a comment?
No.
It's really,
no
I just no. read my comment, didn't I?
No, no, we went on a tangent oh, okay. for the last comment.
Okay, so I have one from a CP Cats. I don't know why two of my comments have cats in it.
Uh-huh.
But it's from CP Cats. I'm so glad they're making a season two. This show
are
was...
they?
Oh, that was one of my fun facts. They did confirm that there's going to be a season two. We can talk about this later, but there has to be a season two. There's a lot of things in this drama that was
open-ended.
Yeah,
it just kind of stopped, but...
this show was so well done. My husband is on the spectrum, so I always appreciate an authentic portrayal. I laughed so hard when Junho said they played Find the Difference at the arcade for 3 hours. I hope in the next season, Youngwoo will get to see a whale in real life.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. Like her, honestly, how good she was, though. Like she won all the prizes. I think what I loved about that arcade scene was that he was trying to show off, but in the end, she won everything. And yeah. She was giving you stuffed animals because, like, you couldn't win.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Oh, gosh.
I liked the role reversal a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, was the fact that he was trying to impress her. And she was kind of going on this tangent of, what are the things that you do when you like somebody? So she was taking on a male persona, like when a man is pursuing a woman.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
She's like, oh, what do I do? Oh, you got to take them on a date. Oh, you got to do this. You got to open car doors for them.
Yes, that was great.
And he's and like, he what's like, happening?
Okay.
You got to walk on the outside of the road. Of the sidewalk so nothing happens to them.
So like if anybody comes to you, it was great.
That was really good.
She was just so endearing. Like you just liked her.
Yeah. And he's like, what is she doing? Is she treating me like the girl? What's happening?
Is she wooing me?
Yeah.
That was really great.
She was literally wooing.
She was literally wooing you because she looked it up. And also I appreciate that because usually I'm not gonna lie. Many girls are not like the ones that are. They're like, I don't feel like they don't like to pursue.
Yeah.
So it was really refreshing. She's just like, I like him. I'm gonna pursue him. Like I like him, and that's just so great.
Yeah.
So it was fun. So before we get into interesting facts,
oh dear, I feel a game coming on. Is it a game?
Yeah, because I think this is a pretty easy one.
Okay.
Who do you think this is? Okay. Who do you recognize from this drama, from other things we've watched?
Okay, so I recognize the lead.
Okay, what have we seen her in?
Oh, so many things. The King's Affection, most recently. Do you like Brahms? Oh, originally, hold on, I might be getting this wrong.
No.
Was she originally in 20?
Hello, my 20s.
Hello,
yes.
My 20s?
Yes.
Okay.
That's when we first saw her. That's the first time we saw her.
Loved her in Hello, my 20s.
Loved her in Hello, My 20s.
Loved her in Hello, My 20s. Loved the whole cast of Hello, My 20s. They were amazing.
Hello, My 20s 2 was not as great.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. I said no. Okay.
When they change actors, sometimes I just get hard.
Yeah.
But there's some actors in the first one that went through a little bit of hard times.
Yeah.
Or in the media.
Oh, I didn't
know.
That's
all I'm gonna say.
That's an aside.
Something happened.
Okay.
But yes, okay, what else have we seen her in?
We have
watched her in a lot of things, though.
I have seen... Ooh,
oh,
ooh,
I saw her in something I didn't even finish watching.
I saw her in a drama the other day.
Oh.
I can't remember what it was called. And she was the lead. Oh, my God.
A new one or old one?
No, it was
one
an
here?
Old one that I was watching.
Yeah, she was a child. She's a child, sort of child actress.
Child actress.
You talked about this thing in seasons before.
Yeah.
She's a start as a child actress.
You know, it makes sense. She's very talented and natural.
Mm-hmm.
And just good. You know, oh, we've seen her in a couple seasons ago when she was in that baseball one.
Yes, Stove League.
Stove League.
I forgot. Look, you remember something I forgot.
Wow.
Especially
I like
in
that.
Stove League.
I like that. I had my Wheaties this morning, folks.
Do you recognize anyone else?
From the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like I should, so I'm thinking. Okay, so, from
Oh
Hello,
My
Ghost Is.
I know you're going to play. You're playing a guitar.
Yeah. Hello, my ghost is. He was one of the chefs.
Her lawyer. Her attending lawyer, I guess.
Do I remember? Oh. And the person who played her biological mom was from Pinocchio.
Yes. She played someone's mom as a reporter, right?
Yeah, she played the lead's mom.
Did she play the lead's mom and then also, like, didn't own the lead? Like, abandoned the lead
she
or
abandoned,
something?
She abandoned
the daughter. She likes playing moms that, like, leave
she
children.
She keeps playing bad moms.
Jesus, stop.
Right? Right? She was also in Dr. Romantic. I remember her.
She's great in Dr. Romantic.
Yeah. But usually she's a grimy kind of person, usually.
Yeah. Okay. You don't recognize the actor who plays Jun Ho, the one who's Jun Ho, who's
I feel like I should, but I'm trying to think.
It's one of his historical drama where literally he like fooled us and he like twisted his personality.
Oh, I know and don't know what
Tale
you're talking
of Nuktu.
About. Okay. I know
that
and don't
nuts.
Know what you're talking about because I remember watching it, but I didn't know what it was. I was like, oh, that plot sounds
familiar.
Familiar. He seemed so nice, and then he just switched literally on a dime. I didn't know that was him, so thank you for telling me that. Anyway, that's all I know right now.
Yeah, I feel like everyone else, like the one who played the CEO, she's been in some dramas I've watched, but I don't think we've talked.
I've seen her in some dramas too, but I can't really remember.
Because she's been in so many of them, you're like,
yeah, she
conflating them. Like, I know
roles.
I saw her in Racket Boy. She was in Racket Boy, but we never talked about that in the season.
I've seen her in a lot of things, but I
can't pinpoint it.
No.
A lot of times, sometimes she was like, I feel like in Dr. Romantic, she was like some patient's, one of the patient stories. But I can't confirm or deny. But yeah, her face is, I've just seen her face in a lot of places. What else did I want to say? But it's funny though that you mentioned Dr. Romantic because the director, Yoo In-sik, is the same director for all the Dr. Romantics.
Oh, who did this show?
Yeah.
Oh.
So maybe he kind of might have cast people directors do that sometimes where they like to go,
I like
caster. I like you. I like working with you. I want to cast you in my next drama.
Yeah.
So I think that's what could probably happen too. But yeah, I was shocked. And okay, this is a side note. I know we're talking about Extraordinarily Attorney Woo, but Dr. Romantic 3 is coming out later this year.
I hope they have the same cast.
I think
so.
Well,
they usually change it a little bit, but I hope they at least have
the what Dr. I want Romantic. Is them to bring back the cast from season 1.
Okay. So the last time, this is so going off on another tangent, but the last time I saw Dr. Romantic, he was not well.
Yeah, his in hand, he had to get surgery. He was putting off the surgery.
Yeah.
And he had to get the surgery, but I think he did finally get the surgery.
Yeah, but we don't know what happened. Now.
We don't know if his nerves have like worked. Oh,
now
I'm very excited for that show to come back.
Yeah. Even though it's the same thing every single show. It's the exact same
thing. It's the same, but it's not.
It's the same.
No, remember? Because season 1 was a theater. Season 2 was a TV show.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Season 1 was OTT. It was over the top.
It was theater. But yeah, that was funny. Thing I saw, I was like, yes, and this brought back my memory of like Dr. Romantic. I gotta keep an eye on it.
Oh yeah, my friend with the pet rock is in that one too. I forgot.
Yes, that's a little reference to my little old boy.
Yeah,
I don't know why he's a pet rock. And one of the commenters alluded to this too, where it was like high ratings. So Extraordinary Attorney Woo set the record for the highest ratings in this network that's on history. It received audience acclaim, with its final episode reaching 17.5% nationwide ratings.
Oh, that's really
making
good.
It the seventh highest rated drama in Korean cable television history.
Ooh.
And the sixth highest rated television drama by numbers of viewers.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah. And then for Netflix, it was the series was the most viewed non-English show globally on Netflix for weeks for July, and noting, I think, 23.9 million House hours of viewing from July 4th to 10th, and then 45.5 million hours of viewing July 11th and 7th to 17th. And then it reached the top 10 in 12 countries.
Wow, that's really good. Really good. So I have some fun facts.
Okay.
About Woo Young Woo.
Woo to the young to the woo?
Woo to the young to the woo.
I love that in the show where they kept doing that.
And she actually rejected this role several times.
Really?
She didn't want to play it because she didn't want to get it wrong.
Oh, that's so, I love
that's
that.
That's just what we were talking about earlier, right?
Yeah, I love that. You rejected it because that's what you're concerned
with.
Yeah,
she was concerned of doing a poor job of it and insulting people. She didn't want to do that.
No, who does?
No.
Unless... You know, I'm going to stop it. Some people do. Some people don't mind it.
Yeah, she didn't want to offend anybody or unintentionally offend someone,
I guess.
So she turned it down several times. And they finally were just like, no, if you're not playing this, I don't know who's playing this role.
She does have that look of...
She accepted it.
Innocence and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone else could have played this role? Can you think of someone who could have... done this one justice? And it's hard to, and that's so hard to do, you know, think of someone else in the role when it's really good to think of someone else who can replace it.
I'm going to think on this.
It's hard. She's really thinking on it.
I don't know. I can't really think. Did you think of anybody who you thought might be?
No, I can't. It's only because of what you just said that made me think. I can't think of anyone.
Yeah. Who would be good at... Offhand, I honestly can't think of somebody right now. If I think of somebody by the end of this taping, I'll let you know.
Oh. Well, no, she doesn't have the cute face that you need. Okay. I'm not gonna say who I'm talking about because that sentence was not correct. Was not right.
Yeah,
she's not the cute face, quote unquote cute face. No, I'm saying like the face that looks like, you know, innocent. Because there's one person I was thinking of that we saw her in another role where she was playing twins, and one I think her sister was on the spectrum.
No,
was she on the spectrum?
No, absolutely not that person.
But absolutely not that person, right?
No, she would not.
She wouldn't have done the job as good of a job as her, I don't think.
Absolutely not. It would have been very campy and weird.
First of all, I love the absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay. I just see her running through tunnels and stuff. And
it's not, yeah, it doesn't fit.
No, it doesn't fit. Maybe I'm like the director.
I think the director is right.
Like, who else to cast?
Who else can we cast?
That would... Maybe somebody who we don't know who's not
the director. The writer and director will have to say, I guess I'm going to shelf this forever.
Right?
They could have tried to cast someone who was on the spectrum.
Oh, wouldn't that have been interesting?
That would have been authentic.
Wow. That would have been out of the box.
That would have been like... what people would have wanted.
So, hiring somebody who is actually on the spectrum to play this character on the spectrum.
From my understanding, I think Atypical, the lead in it, is on the spectrum.
Yeah.
I've watched that show. And if he's not on the spectrum, I'm like, that guy, he's doing a really good job.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, is he on the spectrum? I don't even know. But I thought they did.
Wow. No, I can't think of anybody. You know, I'm sure there are people who exist, maybe just not known to me. But, you know, when you want a star, I can't think of somebody who's really popular.
This is the thing, because it's a spectrum.
Yeah.
Right? You're like what level on the spectrum would be the best to cast? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you do it too authentic, maybe the working conditions might not work fit for them.
Yeah.
So you got to think of a lot when you take into consideration.
Yeah. Definitely. But just like any other role, when you're playing somebody who's a doctor, you may go and watch doctors, so on and so forth. You don't usually have somebody who's a doctor playing the role of the doctor. Do you know what I mean? You're an actor, so you're taking on whatever.
You're taking on a role.
The role of whatever it is supposed to be. So, yeah, interesting. Very interesting.
But yeah, that wasn't anything. Do you have any other fun facts?
You probably know this. She was also in The King's Affection. So while they were doing...
A King's Affection?
The King's Affection. That's when she was kind of offered Extraordinary Woo. So she was also doing The King's Affection at the time. And she was just like, yo, 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 yo. And so...
I did not finish watching The King's Affection.
You didn't finish it?
No.
I did. I think I did. Yeah.
I didn't understand. You know what it was? My mom finished it, but like, I was kind of like, where are they going to go from here? How are they going to do this? And then I think it was around the time where she was going to marry someone. And I'm like, how are you going to keep this up? And I didn't know where it was going. So I'm like, let me just stop.
It was very disturbing. It started out really, really great. But then,
I just didn't know how it was going to end.
Sometimes I'm watching dramas, and if the concepts, I'm just like, I feel uncomfortable. Like, I just stop. If I feel too uncomfortable, I'm just like, I'm just going to stop.
And then this is another thing. Is I was like, I wanted her to be with the guy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, I think you need to abandon your kingdom. I think you need to leave. Because you need to be with the guy you like.
She should have. I would have done
it. So I don't know. I don't know how it ended.
Somebody would have taken her place. It would have been fine.
Yeah, I don't know how it ended because she had siblings. No. Oh, this is what it was. She had a crazy grand... I remember now. She had a crazy grandfather. Didn't he kill her brother? Or tried to kill her brother?
He killed her brother.
Wow.
Thinking it was her.
No, I meant her half-brother. Did he succeed in killing her younger brother?
He almost did. I think she got him.
Thank goodness that she's protected him, right?
Yeah.
Because that man... Because I think what she ended up thinking of doing was like, I'm just going to hold the role until he comes of age.
Yeah. We should get back to on topic about this drama.
Yeah, we can stop.
Okay, so I have another fun fact about her. She always brings like a children's trolley backpack to filming sites.
What's a trolley backpack?
You know, a backpack that has like wheels.
Wheels.
Like,
okay. That looks like a suitcase.
So you can put it on your back or like a suitcase.
Okay, I get you. It has another thing. Okay.
She's
Why?
Just like, you know, if I bring a purse or whatever, it's just not functioning well. I need to have everything that I need to have. So I just wheel it around.
It's a child's backpack.
It's a child's
probably because there's no adult backpack that has that.
No. No, so she brings that along to set.
I'm sorry, turn it around. Let me see the picture again.
Oh yeah, that's how she rolls into set.
The
things that she could possibly need, and like that's what she does. Okay, another really interesting fact I found out about her was that you said earlier that she was a child actor, but she was able to cross the North Korean border. Because of a role she played when she was 9 years old about a North Korean girl signing a peace treaty or something like that. So she was like one of the first Koreans to be able to cross to the North.
She was allowed to?
For the drama, yeah, she went to the North.
Or as in like as they're filming, she crossed the border.
Yeah, so she had to be on the North side to film coming to the South side.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's scary.
That is very scary.
If crash landing on you is real, there's landmines over there.
She was able to do that. It was in 2002, and she's the first civilian to do so.
Wow.
Like the demilitarized zone?
Mm-hmm.
She was the first one to be able to do that. And she was like, I don't know how old she was at the time, but she was a child actor.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
I cannot.
Okay, so those are my fun facts about her. Oh, I have one more.
Okay.
After every drama that she's done, she has a signature move that she does when the drama's finished, which is like she pretends like she's crying because she's so sad to say bye to the cast and the crew and everything. So after every drama,
she poses with her sad face.
She poses with her sad face. She's sad.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That's so cute. Those are my fun facts about her.
I see why the director's like, you're the only one.
Yeah.
She's this cute thing.
She's super cute.
She got a cute little kid rolly backpack?
Yeah. Do you have any more interesting facts?
I do not. I know we've talked about a lot of the actors on other dramas.
Yeah.
So I did not even have anything. The only thing I can say about Kang Tae-ho, who played Lee Jun-ho,
yeah,
is that he was a part of this a group. And it's a group that I don't think they ever did. They if they released music, it was like one song. Oh. But mostly it was like a group of actors.
Okay.
I think they're called, I can't remember the name of the group. I think
Surprise.
It's like, Surprise with the five.
Five Prize.
I think the five supposed to be called, if you look like an S, it's
Is there
Surprise.
Five of them?
There's five of them.
Oh, okay.
We see them. There's only one of them I think I've never seen in a drama. The other four we have seen. One of them was in Be Melodramatic. Another one was in, remember My Golden, was it My Golden Life? You actually just watched him in that long, the long one about a father who took in a son.
That wasn't
And then the
his.
Brother came back from.
Yes.
He was a younger brother. He's one of the guys who was in Surprise.
Oh, him?
Yeah. And then the guy that we keep, this and then this gentleman.
Yeah.
And then we see him in everything, and then we watch him in a robot drama.
Oh.
But we love everything else except for
except
the robot
Except for the
drama.
Robots. Oh, we got to get, we're over robot love.
And that ends part one of our talk about extraordinary attorney, Lawyer Wu. Until next time, folks. Miss you.
Miss you.